that's what they call press meat. Suppose you'd kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you say?
Say it's rancid.
Taste of it. And that thick sour milk, what do you call that?
Clabber.
What kind of cheese do you make from it?
Cottage cheese.
What do you do with milk the first thing after milking it to be sure it doesn't have any trash in it? What do you do to it?
Strain it.
If you cook something in a deep dish made of apples, put a crust on top of it, what would you call that?
Cobbler.
If somebody has a very good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
What would you call a sweet liquid that you had to pour over pudding?
Sauce.
And if you were going to eat something between meals, just a little, what would you call it?
Call it a snack.
If you were speaking of having your meals, you would say, what, at 7 o'clock I
ate breakfast.
And suppose I'm going to do it today. At 7 o'clock today I will
eat breakfast every morning.
And suppose you wanted to say, I had already
eaten.
Most people drink what for breakfast?
Coffee.
What do you drink when you're thirsty? And you might say, I'm going to go get a
drink of water.
And if you were going to talk about what you were putting it in, you might say, I'm going to get a
glass of water.
Suppose you dropped it. I might say to you, oh, did it
break?
You'd say, oh, the glass fell off the sink, but it didn't
break.
But someone has
broken
that other glass. If I ask you how many glasses of water you drink a day, you might say, I
drank three.
And usually, how many do you have?
I drink.
How much have you
drank?
When dinner is on the table and everybody's sitting around in the living room or standing around waiting, what do you say to them? Invite them to sit down at the table. What do you usually say?
Come and sit down.
If someone comes into the dining room, you might ask him, won't you
sit down?
And so he probably
sat down
and started to eat. And no one else was standing because they had all
been seated.
So they had all
sat down.
If you want someone not to wait till the potatoes are passed, but to go on with the meal, you might say to them,
serve yourself.
Do you ever use any other word than serve yourself?
Help yourself.
So he would go ahead, and he went ahead, and he
helped.
And since he had already
helped himself,
you might ask him to pass them to you.